The easing of sanctions came as Mali's military junta indicated willingness to hold elections earlier. Mali's military rulers want to have ECOWAS on their side as they deal with huge security and economic challenges.
After discussion, the head of state took the following decision. The first decided to lift all the economic and financial sanctions that were taken on January 9, 2022.
Easing ECOWAS' economic and financial blockade will be welcomed by people in landlocked Mali. This will mean the resumption of cross-border trade and air travel with Mali's neighbors and beyond. This eventually could lead to closer cooperation with the bloc in tackling insecurity.
I would like to thank you.
This was highlighted at the opening of the summit when Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo voiced the collective concern of member states.
These terrorist attacks are now not only focusing on the Sahel, but also expanding to the coastal states in our region. It is imperative for us to continue to implement our regional action plan against terrorism and to coordinate our various security initiatives.
But while the intervention in Mali brings hope, similar attempt at mediation failed in Guinea, forcing the ECOWAS envoy to quit for lack of progress.
In contrast to Guinea, we see that in Mali and in Burkina Faso, the military authorities are engaging at high political level with ECOWAS envoys, and that is a positive sign towards finding a mutually agreed transition to democratic governance.
ECOWAS also agreed to give Burkina Faso 2 years to transition back to democracy and is pulling out its stabilization force in Guinea-Bissau after a successful deployment. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Accra, Ghana.